WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
When playwright Wendy Wasserstein died of cancer this past January at age 55, the lights on Broadway were dimmed in her honor. Her many plays, including The Heidi Chronicles, which won the Tony Award as well as a Pulitzer Prize, explored intelligent women coming to terms with feminism, careers, love, and motherhood. Wasserstein's debut novel, Elements of Style, has just been published posthumously, and book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Ideally, a reviewer is supposed to regard a work of art on its own terms, divorced from the author's life. But I'm finding it impossible to clinically detach Wendy Wasserstein's debut novel from the context of her untimely death. With Ghoulish Mistiming, an advance copy of the novel, called Elements of Style, arrived in my mail just a few days after Wasserstein died. The pink cover touted the media appearances and radio interviews that Wasserstein would be doing as part of her anticipated big book tour. Too much loss, says a character in Elements of Style, reflecting on 9/11 as well as some fictional tragedies that the novel manufactures. Too much loss. Wasserstein's death was followed a few days later by Betty Friedan's. That's too many prominent feminists to lose in 1 year, let alone 1 week. Of course, Wasserstein was much younger and funnier than Friedan, but both women offered a grown-up vision of feminism that's largely absent from contemporary chick-lit-style fantasies. The heroines of post-feminist sagas, like Sex and the City, for example, may be sexually and financially liberated, but their adventures are retrofitted with fairy tale endings, complete with prince and comfy castle. Friedan and Wasserstein, in their different ways, told women the hard truth. "You're not going to get it all, sister," they said. "No one does. Grow up. Keep the faith. We've still got a revolution to figure out." In Elements of Style, one of Wasserstein's typical heroines, 40-ish, unmarried, Jewish, essentially feminist but wistful about other lifestyles, goes head-to-head with a bevy of high-society Stepford wives. Frankie Weissman is a pediatrician in New York, renowned as someone people can count on. But as Frankie wryly notes, quoting the pre-feminist wisdom of her stepmother, "Looking like someone you can count on never found anyone a husband." Because Frankie's office is deliberately located in the borderlands of Upper Fifth Avenue, she treats both the underprivileged and the ultra-privileged, but Wasserstein almost exclusively trains her wicked eye on the rituals of the rich and fatuous. Here, for instance, is how Wasserstein describes the post-9/11 emergency preparedness procedures adopted by one of the society mothers whose children are among Frankie's patients. Since 9/11, Judy Tremont had made a few obvious changes in her life. First of all, she never let her nannies take her children in taxis anymore. Any turban driver talking on a cell phone could be a terrorist. She kept a supply of iodine pills in her home, plus gas masks for the entire family and their pets. Every day she carried a Fendi emergency kit in her purse, neatly packed with Cipro and folding flat shoes. And perhaps the biggest change was she always wore her good jewelry in the event she'd have to trade it for easy passage off Manhattan. The plot of Elements of Style is figured like a square dance where Edith Wharton is the caller. The chic parents of Frankie's patients switch partners and twirl off into misalliances, and even Frankie herself gets drawn into a romance with a dermatologist separated from his gorgeous wife. But because he's the kind of society doctor who keeps his patients' butt fat in his office refrigerator so that he can inject it into their facial wrinkles, we canny readers know he's too shallow for the likes of Frankie. Her character is the most vivid presence in this clever but ultimately not very memorable novel. Consequently, like so many of Wasserstein's other excellent women, because Frankie is so much more substantial than everyone else around her, she's destined to make her way alone. Elements of style gets decidedly darker as it goes on. Characters get sick, some die, and terrorists again attack New York City. And then, in the very last sentences of this novel, Wasserstein rallies and has Frankie usher a new infant life out of the hospital and off into the damaged city. It's the kind of qualified, hopeful ending worthy of Wasserstein, a writer with a comic, grown-up view of life, a woman too smart to ever willfully dumb herself down to peddle fairy tales.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Elements of Style by the late playwright Wendy Wasserstein.